History through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, presented on the air and online by the U.S. Army, proudly honoring the men and women from every branch of our armed forces whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are stories there. Yeah, right there where you live that really need to be told. We want to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice. We want to preserve their stories so we never forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And in that journey, we learn so much. We're educated, of course, we're entertained, and often we really do come away inspired by these stories from our greatest generation. Last time, we met a decorated Navy fighter pilot, and I pointed you to his book, which is included under the library tab at hometownheroesradio.com. A book by one of the voices you're going to hear from today, Tom Rice, is linked there as well. Another section of that website is Causes, nonprofit organizations that we've encountered over the years of producing this program. And you've heard me talk a lot about the Honor Flight Network, about different museums around the country. Today, though, we're going to hear the story behind another organization serving World War II veterans. And one of the ways the Best Defense Foundation does that is to take those veterans back to the areas where they were fighting three quarters of a century ago. And we're doing this now because they're about to launch another adventure, traveling to the Netherlands for the 75th anniversary of Operation Market Garden, taking place September 17th to the 25th in 1944. It was at that point the largest airborne operation ever conceived. Over 100,000 Allied troops, British and American, trying to catch the enemy by surprise and push Nazi forces back across the Rhine River into Germany. If you've ever seen the movie A Bridge Too Far, you have a pretty good idea of what we're talking about. So this trip to return Market Garden veterans to the area where they battled the Germans is the latest adventure for the Best Defense Foundation. You can check out the organization at bestdefensefoundation.org. We also have it linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com. But you might be surprised to learn that the man spearheading that effort is a former All-Pro linebacker who played 13 years in the NFL with the Chargers and Chiefs. Donnie Edwards joins us on the phone. Donnie, thanks for taking some time to join us before this massive undertaking you have next week. Can you help us understand where this all came from? Why you got so involved in honoring and serving these World War II veterans?
It's been a long haul. I've been taking care of World War II veterans for about 13 years now, and it all kind of started. I was doing kind of a nerd. I mean, I don't know how many pro football players were doing World War II reenactment, but I was back in 2003. I was doing World War II reenactment, and what we used to do for our events is to bring World War II veterans to the events, and they can go up there, they can speak and hang out, and a chance meeting with the veteran, we're just sitting back talking, and he was talking about going to Normandy. I was like, oh, you want to go back to Normandy? He's like, yes. I said, wow. I said, why don't you go back? He's like, I can't. I don't have the money. I'm too old. I can't do it. And I was like, really? I said, well, I'll take you. He's like, really? Oh, I would love that. I'm like, you want to go back to Normandy? Absolutely. And then the other veteran next to me was like, hey, I want to go too. I said, wait a minute. You guys want to go back there? I just really couldn't understand at the time. And all of a sudden, we had four or five veterans that all wanted to go back. And that's the way it kind of started. And I just said, well, I'll do it. I'll take you back. And back in 2006 was the first program and something that I was just, you know, helping these World War II veterans out to give them a chance to go back had developed. And I've been doing that for so many years after. And I was just paying for it out of my own pocket. And then after it just started growing and growing and growing, I didn't think that we could create a foundation from it. That's what we did. And things started getting bigger and bigger, and guys started knowing about me and taking veterans back, and it just grew. You know, just our programs with the World War II veterans, that's our battlefield programs, and we've been doing that for a long time, and we're just getting ready to go to Holland for the 75th anniversary of Operation Market Garden. And then the second, you know, thing we do is Operation Archive. We try to record the stories in perpetuity and make sure that we get them down on video so they'll live forever. And also, you know, we're into schools and try to educate our youth, the next generation, about the service and sacrifice and the duties of our World War II veterans. And the third part is our transition program. The last 6 years, I've been working with the NFL Legends community, which helps former players transition. And it was definitely something that was needed and just a chance conversation talking to one of my Navy SEAL friends said that we don't have anything like that for us. And then for the last year and a half, we've been creating the curriculum to help our special forces transition, give them a roadmap to success. So it's been wonderful. You know, we're growing, and I feel really good about where we are right now with the Best Defense Foundation. I mean, we're doing some good stuff, and I'm really proud. We have a great team with us. We're all volunteers. All the money that comes into the foundation, you know, we're a 501c3, goes directly back out to helping our veterans and educating our youth. So I'm pretty proud. It's fun. It's been awesome. It's also have given me something to do, a purpose to give back to our military. I kind of dedicated the second part of my life to giving back to the guys that gave so much to us. I mean, I wouldn't be in a situation of playing pro football and to have this platform to give back to our military if it wasn't for the game of football. Living in America and having this opportunity to play football, it changed my life. So I'm duly indebted to the guys that gave us freedom and opportunity. Just really proud of where we are.
Yeah, and I want people to know how they can help your mission, and I also want to hear more about this upcoming journey to the Netherlands. But let's talk about the inspiration for you, because you just said, you know, you wouldn't have the opportunity to play football without those who paid this price for freedom. But as I understand, you would have never even been born if your grandpa didn't make it home from World War II. When did you figure out what your grandfather had done in the service?
Well, my grandfather, Max Razzo, is a Native American, Apache Indian, and also Pearl Harbor survivor. I grew up without a father here in San Diego. And as you know, in San Diego, it's a big military town. We have a huge military base with our Navy and also with our Marine Corps. And all my family served in the military. Unfortunately, my father was never in my life. So I never had that father figure. And my grandfather, Max, was that father figure for me. And I got to tell you, early on, you know, grandparent has a background in the military. They teach you right. And early on, I knew exactly about country, about flag, about opportunity and freedom. I mean, every time you stand up straight, you put your hand over your heart and you look at that flag. I mean, he was so proud of his service. And I tell you, I mean, he wore his uniform very proudly. Hanging out with him, I mean, I used to hang out with him at the VFW and with all of his buddies. And I was taking care of him, grabbing their darts and racking the pool balls, stuff like that. So it's been wonderful for him to see what he's taught me. And I'm very proud to know that, you know, he was able to guide me and to push me. And he told me, you know, no matter where you come from in this country, if you work hard, you can achieve anything you want. And I never forgot that. I'm really happy that he had an opportunity to see me give back and to make it to the pros, to get educated, to go to UCLA, to get a master's. It's been wonderful. And he was the backbone of my life. I wouldn't be in the situation I am now if it wasn't for my grandfather.
Well, there's always something behind the story, and I know how proud he'd be of everything that you're doing with all these other World War II veterans. And it was fun for all of us to watch, you know, from wherever we were on June 6, 2019, in the 75th anniversary of D-Day. You had a big crew of veterans, a couple who have shared their stories here on this program. I think of Jerry Deitch and Leela Morrison, who are part of your group going back there. I know you've done a lot of these trips to different parts of the world, but that D-Day trip with the President of the United States and the President of France and so many world leaders there with all these veterans who you made it possible to get there. What was that experience like for you?
No, it was wonderful. It really was. I had to tell you, Paul, our budget was for 8 veterans to take back. But, you know, my heart is so big. It's like one of these deals where we get more and more veterans that want to go back. So we start getting all these calls and, you know, applications coming into the foundation. And, you know, 8 led to 10, led to 12. You know, then we get a call from the Pentagon, and they want another veteran to come and, you know, to go back. And before you know it, we're at 16. It's the most we've ever taken back, 16 veterans, you know, back for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And I just knew that this is a Super Bowl of all Super Bowls, and we got to do it right. We made it happen. 16 veterans back. Just incredible, incredible time. So many different events, ceremonies, activities, and it's just really wonderful to have Leela Morrison with us as well. I mean, she was amongst 15 male World War II veterans, and she fit right in there, just like it was. 75 years, she was in the group, and, you know, and just a part of the group. And have an opportunity to meet the president, having him come out there halfway across the world just to thank our veterans for what they did is just really special. I think everyone got so much out of it. I mean, I did as well. It was just really, truly one for the history books. I'm really proud. All of our veterans got an opportunity to go back and to pay the respects and to connect and one last time.
And so now your next journey, as you said, is this next week, going back to the Netherlands, commemorating 75 years since Operation Market Garden. And I know over the years, I mean, you knew a lot about World War II and you knew what that generation was like from your grandfather, but I can't imagine how much you've learned from all these veterans spending so much time with them. In your mind, why is it important to recognize what happened in the Netherlands 75 years ago?
I think so many people forget. You know, everybody hears about D-Day and Normandy, but, you know, especially for a lot of units, the battle in Holland, Operation Market Garden, was one of the largest airborne operations. And, you know, we really try to push through to get to Germany to end the war. There's a lot of people that suffered and lost their lives. And, you know, people talk about how difficult D-Day was. But Holland was, you know, very challenging as well. A lot of guys lost their lives out there. And I want to make sure that we don't forget about that. I know it was a failed attempt to get to Germany, but the Dutch people are some of the greatest people ever. I mean, they love our U.S. military and veterans from World War II. I mean, there's so much love out there, and the people are great. So much going on with our U.S. cemetery out there, Margraten. They have a program called the Faces Project of Margraten, and they put a picture of all the KIA that are buried there. And also, they have an adoption. So each grave at Margraten is adopted by a Dutch family. It is really special. I mean, I've seen events that they have where they bring out the whole entire city. I mean, kids all the way up to grandparents. I mean, it's just really, really special. It's a great opportunity to go, you know, back out there because so many veterans have so many memories. I remember it so well. And when they went through and they liberated some of the towns there, I mean, just the love and support they got from the Dutch people, just really special.
And the folks that you're taking with you, now, one of them we've had on this program, and you've known him longer than I have, Tom Rice. I think the whole world saw him on D-Day when he jumped out of an airplane again at age 97. Now he's 98, and he doesn't plan on stopping jumping anytime soon. You're actually going to let him jump out of a plane again in the Netherlands? Is that right?
Well, he's telling me he's going to jump. So he's like, Donnie, I want to jump. And I said, okay, we'll try to make that happen. We found a way to make it happen. He's going to be Dutch. He's going to be jumping with the Dutch Special Forces on September 19th. Tom expects to jump every year until he's 101 years old. And I got to tell you, he's going to do it. He's 98 years young. The guy's so active. I mean, he just walked a 5K over the bridge here in San Diego. I mean, the guy is incredible. You know, I don't know how many marathons he's run. I don't know if you know that, but he's been active for a long, long time. And he's a special guy. I mean, they don't make him like Tom Rice anymore. And I'm really fortunate to have him right here in my backyard in San Diego. I mean, he was a teacher at my high school, Chula Vista High School, and also went to our rival high school at Hilltop. He's actually going to be recognized this weekend on Saturday at his other school, Hilltop, at the football game. So that's going to be pretty cool. But, yeah, Tom is a special guy. And I'm really, really, you know, happy that he's coming out. He represents not only himself, but he represents that whole generation. You know, he's a 501st, you know, regiment. It's pretty powerful to have someone like him, like Tom, because he's so articulate. I don't know where he gets his, I don't know where he finds it, but when he's telling stories, I mean, he can tell you the temperature, how long it was, you know. I mean, it's incredible. If you hear stories from Tom Rice, it's he almost puts you right there in the fight. I mean, I can't tell you how many things that I've learned from our, you know, from our World War II veterans that have maybe changed the direction of my life. I mean, I'm doing this right now, giving back and starting a foundation and doing this nonprofit because of a conversation I had with a World War II veteran. Because right after I got done playing, I was going to go into do TV and stay the whole deal. And I played 30 years of football. You know, and I have that conversation just kind of changed my trajectory and started doing this, and it's all because of a conversation with the World War II veteran.
Well, and I wanted to have you on now so people are paying attention, because the D-Day 75th anniversary got so much coverage. I don't think all the networks will be tuned in to Market Garden the same way they were in D-Day, but folks can follow you on social media, on all the platforms, the Best Defense Foundation. How else can they help, Donnie? If people want to support the mission, if they want to create these opportunities for more veterans to go back to where they fought and to have these experiences, what's the best thing they can do to help that?
The best thing they can do, I mean, obviously, we're only able to run through our donations. As you know, it costs a lot of money to, you know, send a veteran to the top of Mount Suribachi to make it happen, to make sure that he gets there, you know, that he gets there safely and healthy. You know, like I said, we're all volunteers. So all the funds that come in to our foundation goes directly back out to our World War II veterans. You know, no one's making any money at all. We just want to make sure that we honor and recognize. And, you know, as we push forward, I think one of the biggest things we want to do is push our Operation Archive. It's these stories about our World War II veterans and our military to make sure that we get that out there. You know, we're creating a school initiative right now to get it out there for the kids to interview veterans, to get it down, you know, to put it on video and to learn about what they went through. And also just with our programs that we have, you know, just continue to support. And however that is, I mean, like I said, we're all volunteers and we're just trying to pay it forward to our military veterans.
And what a powerful way to do that. Donnie Edwards of the Best Defense Foundation. There's a lot to explore on their website at bestdefensefoundation.org. Also linked for you on our site, hometownheroesradio.com. And we're not done with this former All-Pro linebacker just yet. We'll have more from Donnie when we come back. Plus, his fellow San Diegan, 98-year-old Tom Rice, a paratrooper in World War II who started jumping out of airplanes again in his 90s and just won't quit. Tom has told his story here on Hometown Heroes, but we're going to hear what he's been up to lately and what he's about to be up to here in 2019, 75 years after his combat jumps into occupied Europe. Hometown Heroes will be right back after this.